The stairway ended at another wooden door. The old man pushed through, and a blast of orange light poured out around him. Kevin took the last few steps and entered a long, rectangular room with low ceilings and no windows. His eyes widened as he counted three blackjack felts, a roulette wheel, and two craps tables, all regulation size, as if stolen straight out of a casino. There were at least 20 people in the room, about half of them Chinese. The rest looked to be businessmen in their 30s and 40s, many of them dressed in jackets and ties. There was a bar running along the far wall, and cocktail waitresses in black dresses moved through the crowd, carrying trays littered with various concoctions. An underground Chinatown casino. Kevin shook his head, amazed. He'd heard that places like this existed. He searched the room and finally caught sight of Martinez and Mickey sitting next to each other at one of the blackjack tables. His first instinct was to go over and say hello. But then he remembered what Martinez had told him before giving him the address. This is a dress rehearsal. Play by the team rules, or don't play at all. Kevin moved quietly through the crowd. He kept his gaze on Martinez, but stayed at least 10 feet away, first pretending to watch the action on the roulette wheel, then leaning over the craps table, minding the dice. The other gamblers didn't even notice him. Just another Asian kid wandering the room. He kept his head low, chin almost at his chest. He didn't even raise his eyes when he saw Martinez fold his arms over his chest, signaling him in. "Here we go," Kevin said to himself. He nonchalantly crossed the room and lowered himself onto the empty stool at the far end of the table, third base. Neither Mickey nor Martinez acknowledged him. Mickey was sipping a carbonated drink through a straw lodged in a gap between two of his teeth, and Martinez was chatting with the dealer, a gray-haired Chinese man in a light blue jacket and khaki pants. When the man smiled, Kevin saw that his teeth were almost as bad as Mickey's. His gums were the color of licorice. Kevin reached into his pocket and pulled out a roll of 20s. Fisher had loaned him the money that morning before heading to the gym to work out. $300. And if Kevin lost it all, it would come out of his first paycheck with the team. If he failed the test, he'd be doing Fisher's dishes for the next month. He set the money on the felt and watched the dealer exchange it for 60 red $5 chips. Another Chinese man in a matching jacket also watched the transaction from a stool set directly between the three blackjack tables. The pit boss, Kevin surmised. Mickey had given him a crash course in the casino hierarchy a few days ago. Dealers were watched over by pit bosses, who were controlled by shift managers, who in turn answered to the floor manager, who kowtowed to the casino manager, the CM, who in turn bowed directly to God, or corporate headquarters. In Vegas, that translated to some faceless monster with 100 million shareholders and almost as many lawyers. Here in Chinatown, God was probably some drug smuggler with one eye and an ivory cane. Kevin didn't want to think about that. He was here to play. As he stacked his chips in a neat pile, he used his shoulder to scratch his right ear. 2 seats down from him, Martinez shivered and said, "It's colder than a witch's tit in here, Al. Don't you guys pay for heat?" The dealer laughed, showing his black gums. Kevin took 5 chips from his pile and placed them on the betting circle. It was only $25, but it was 5 times his minimum unit, the proper bet for a count of 13. If he'd been bankrolled, he'd have $2,500 on the table.